بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، إله العالمين، وبه نستعين، ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا، وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. رب يسر ولا تعسر، وتمن بالخير، وبك نستعين. We thank Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal for having gathered us here once again in the masjid. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to surround us with the malaika and to cause His mercy and His sakinah to descend upon us. And to raise us with the anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam and those whom He has mentioned with them. Indeed, one of the greatest acts of worship is to prevent people from vice and to command or encourage them to do goodness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. You are, O people of Muhammad, the best of people. Why? Why are you the best of people?
أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ.
You have been taken out for the people in order to command them to do goodness, prevent them from doing bad, and you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That last part where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says you believe in Allah, that is what causes you to hold your brother's hand and say, brother, don't go towards that. In that is your hellfire. Come towards this. In this is your jannah. When you do that, it shows the ultimate feeling that you have for your brother. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. None of you completely believes until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. You love Jannah for yourself, love it for your brother in the same manner. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not only give it to him, but he will give it to you as well. You see, what we don't realize is that when we command the person to do goodness, then we're actually holding their hands and taking them towards Jannah. And when you stop them from doing something bad, something evil, something wrong, then what you're actually doing, think about it, in the hereafter, what are you doing? By saving that person in this world, you are saving them from the hellfire as well. So you see them walking into that pit of fire. No, brother, come here. Don't do that. You're going to fall into this pit. If you are walking with your friend on the road and you see a pit, what will you do? You see he's about to fall into it. What do? You grab hold of him. Hey, don't. Why? You're going to injure yourself. The same goes, think about it, for the akhirah. When you see someone doing wrong, you see him perhaps drinking, committing zina, doing something wrong. Tell him, brother. And the most important thing to remember is to be very polite, gentle, and good with that person. مَا كَانَ الرِّفْقُ فِي شَيْءٍ إِلَّا زَالَهُ. That politeness, goodness towards another person is not in something except that it makes it beautiful. وَمَنْ تُزِعَ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا شَانَهُ. And it is not snatched out of something except that it is evil. Imagine you see someone drinking, you go, you snatch the bottle from his hand. Hey, what you're doing is wrong. What will he do? He'll have the wrong impression. He'll say, hey, you keep quiet, and he'll perhaps take that bottle and smash it on your head. Why? Because you know the manner in which you did it. But if you had to go to him and say, brother, you know, when he's in his senses, you know, I know you're a good human being, you have so many good deeds that you do, why don't you increase them by leaving this one bad that you've got? Imagine what kind of feeling this man will have. He will feel encouraged that let me leave this bottle. So it is important to do it in the correct manner. You know, when you give a person water, they won't refuse it. Nobody refuses water, especially if they are thirsty. And all of us are thirsty for Iman and belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for goodness. But if you are to take that glass of water and throw it in his face, then he'll give you one clap back. Why? Because the manner in which you did it. So it's important for us to make sure that we do it in the right manner, and in that manner we we will be helping ourselves and helping our brothers. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability to practice upon what has been said. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Mm-hmm.